Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. This is the Radio Gdańsk English News Service and weather read by Bryce Bieran. Today is Tuesday, January 16th. Border and farmer protests spread through EU. There has been a wave of protests in EU countries, both on their borders with Ukraine and in their interiors, since Polish truckers and farmers began protesting for the bloc to once again require permits for Ukrainian transport companies in late 2023. The most recent protest began earlier this week in Romania and Germany, with Romanian truckers and farmers staging scattered blockades on national roads and the border crossing with Ukraine in Constanta, and German farmers almost bringing Berlin to a complete standstill over rising taxes and subsidy cuts. Slovakia, Hungary, and Bulgaria also joined in these types of protests in late 2023, demanding the reinstatement of pre-2022 EU restrictions on Ukrainian trucking firms. Poland calls for continued EU support to Ukraine, limits on agricultural imports. Poland has reaffirmed its support of Ukraine's struggle against Russia's invasion to the European Commission, advocating for continued military, humanitarian, and certain economic aid, while at the same time cautioning against the influx of Ukrainian agriculture products into the EU. Polish ministers Czesław Siekierski and Krzysztof Hetman made the position clear in a video conference with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis, who declared the meeting useful on EU support to Ukraine, including trade measures, adding that the Commission would continue to support Ukraine's economy while being mindful of concerns of Polish farmers in relation to Ukrainian agri-food imports. Update: local elections officially confirmed for the 7th and 21st of April. Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced in a press conference yesterday that local elections have been officially decided to take place on the 7th and 21st of April. According to Poland's electoral code, the elections would have to take place between March 31st and April 23rd. The decision was made to have the elections take place after Easter in order to encourage a higher voter turnout. Poland's Hurkacz and Frank advance in Australian Open. Polish tennis players Hubert Hurkacz, ranked number 9, and Magdalena Frank, number 69, both advanced to the second round of the Australian Open in Melbourne yesterday. Hurkacz beat Australia's Omar Jasicka and will next face Czech Republic's Jiří Menšík, ranked 144, with Frank also defeating Australia's Daria Saville, ranked 152. Iga Świątek, still ranked number 1 in the women's division, will enter the tournament to face America's Sofia Kenin later today. The Australian Open concludes on January 28th.
The weather.
Today will be another day of chilly winter conditions, though we can expect to see a bit of sunshine periodically from noon to evening. The temperature will be between negative 8 and negative 4 degrees Celsius, or 17 to 25 degrees Fahrenheit, with moderate winds that will die down in the afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English News Service and weather. Have a great day.